Good morning again. My name is Edgar, and I'll be leading us in the devotion this morning. And before we do that, let's turn to the Lord in prayer and seek his blessings, even as we open up his word this morning by means of devotion. Our Father and our God, through the precious name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we come to you. We thank you for the new day that you've given us. We thank you for the sunlight that is shining in the mountain. We pray, O God, that you might be with us this day, you might protect us, and you may keep us in your love. We ask all these things in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. So we've been journeying through the book of Philippians, and this is our last portion of the book of Philippians. And I pray that our devotion this morning will prove profitable, and that even our pilgrimage to heaven will be made more clearer by our devotion this morning in the book of Philippians. So I'll be reading from the ESV, Philippians chapter 4, from verse 14 to 23. Paul writes, yet it was kind of you to share my trouble. And you Philippians yourself know that in the beginning of the gospel, when I left Macedonia, no church entered into partnership with me in giving and receiving, except you only. Even in Thessalonica, you sent me help for my need once again. Not that I seek the gift, but I seek the fruit that increases your credit. I have received full payment and more, and I'm well supplied, having received from Epaphroditus the gift you sent, a fragrant offering, a sacrifice acceptable and pleasing to God. And my God will supply every need of yours according to his riches in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet every saint in Christ Jesus. The brothers who are with me greet you. All the saints greet you, especially those of Caesar's household. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirits. Yeah, so this last portion, Paul is encouraging us to have a thankful spirit. And in the first chapters, he has shared what the gospel of Jesus Christ is. And in this last portion, he's exhorting us on how the gospel of Jesus Christ ought to transform our practical life. And the first thing that we see in this last portion is the spirit of thankfulness. And he's thanking the church in Philippi, how they were gracious and kind to him. And as I was doing my study of this portion, I really thought on how sometimes we are ungrateful. We are ungrateful even to the small things that our friends do to us. And I thought to encourage myself and to encourage others that let's have a thankful spirit. The small things that people do to us, and even the big things that people do to us, we ought to have a thankful spirit. I mean, think of Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, just coming down to the lowest level to say thank you. Sometimes those big positions that people have can cause them to feel big about themselves and even not to come down to that level to even thank a small church as this that was in Philippi. But Paul, by the grace of God, opens his letter by thanking the church in Philippi. And he even shares how that church in Philippi shared in trouble, that they were not just passive people who kept a distance with Paul, but this church in Philippi entered with Paul in his troubles. And even as Rich yesterday told us, that Paul was a man acquainted with trouble. He knew what trouble meant. He was shipwrecked. He was whipped. And even to come and thank this church in Philippi for standing with him in trouble caught my attention, that even as a community here, we ought to stand with those who are going through hard times. It's not easy to live in a community. It's not easy to have this big community and to fit there. But the church in Philippi, as small as it was, they were very kind people, and they entered into the sufferings of Paul, and they suffered with him. And as Paul is concluding his letter to them, he's encouraging them to be thankful. And he's concluding his portion here when he says that, greet every saint. And I was doing my homework to ask, why did Paul say greet every saint? And I understood that greetings then had a significant portion that showed there's no conflict between me and you. And hence, these saints whom Paul was with greet the church in Philippi. And that caught my attention, that greetings are very important. They are very important. And even to reciprocate when we are greeted is really important, and it shows that there's nothing between me and you. And that's the fellowship that Christians ought to have. Life can be hard. People can read things from different pages. But at the very end, we ought to have that relationship, that there should be no barrier between Christians, especially now that we're in a Christian community here. We should endeavor to have that relationship with one another. So to help us live this Christian life in the grace of God and His holiness, I thought of a particular hymn that encourages me, and I think that as we will sing it, it will encourage us to love God and even to live with one another by looking at the cross of Jesus, where our God went and died for us, and that barrier that was there was broken, and now all of us, Jew, Greek, Gentile, people from every nation, can come to the cross of Jesus and live in harmony and love for the glory and honor of Jesus Christ. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Breakfast will be served shortly. Thank you.